Okay, Raul, welcome. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Hopefully, we'll take care of that tomorrow. The email communication is back. I'm on the regular email. With very little contact to the national office employees, as CFO, I continue to struggle to maintain internal controls and custody of Pacifica's assets and interests. The last few weeks, I attempted to do as much as possible remotely, ensuring that we maintain or reestablish contact with our important bank partners, auditors, vendors, and station management. Based on the concerns raised in previous meetings, local board members as well as listeners, boarders, I have prioritized several items, not necessarily in this order, but these are currently the task at hand that, that I will be working on. One is coordinating with the auditors and the tax returns. As we all know, the current staffing at the national office are working on the 2013 audit. Unfortunately, I don't think that there's anybody there that's working on the current year financial, so we don't have that. As far as my conversations with the auditors, they have indicated to me that the staffing, I think the previous ED when had communicated with them that they wanted to extend the submission of the audit schedules to way back to June, all the way to June 30th. And at, my initial reaction to that was kind of surprised because June 30 is a long ways to go, and I can only decipher that the audit schedule they were probably not halfway done or not finished at all. So that's one thing that I need to look at when I get into the office. We are also in the process, at least from my perspective, reviewing the amended, supposedly the amended 2012 Form 990. But the auditors have raised some recommendation and would like to discuss that and present something to that effect on the next meeting of the PNB. So we will probably request that they join us in the next meeting on a closed session so that they could discuss the amended 2012 Form 990. The other thing that I'm working on are the bank accounts. We wanted to make sure it's a prime concern of most of the board of directors and local station board members. There were talks that we were hearing about consolidation of the bank accounts. As far as I'm concerned, as far as I know right now, there is no such thing. There's no alleged consolidation of all the station's funds. Each station has their own operating account, and they have restricted funds that are separated. So we still maintain the status quo on the bank account at this point. We are also, some of the other concerns that we work on, we're streamlining the payment and accounting of central services for, especially for the archives, the PRA and the national office. We will try and work with the business managers and local station management to kind of find a common ground to ensure that the funds are transferred timely and at least even if they are not fully complete, they could partially pay the archives as well as the national office. And we need a really detailed accounting of that, because they have local management are looking for their funds all the way back to like the past years, even beyond 2012. So we need to look into that. We also, I still don't know, and I'm going to find out what's going on with our CPV. So I really don't have an idea on all the status of that. So I'm going to be working on that. I'm also concerned about our state regulatory filings that used to be done by an outside company, and I don't know if we were in compliance in the last year before I went on leave, and I needed to know where we are last year as well as this year, because this year most of the reports are due again in a couple of months. And then the other concern, just before I went on leave, was the federal tax information filing, especially Form 1099. We needed to see if they were really complied with on time, in a timely manner. So that's another federal filing that we need to make sure that we're filed. The other thing is this is really important, and Bernard touched on this, is the review and the processing and prioritizing the outstanding accounts payable and other obligations. We know that Pacifica is in a very tight situation with finances, but worst case is that we don't even know who we owe and how much we owe.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to establish that and provide that information not only to the national board, but also to the individual local station board, because they need to know this information. And the streamlining of affiliates receivable. We needed to review the tracking system and improve the usage of the BEMSIN system that we have. Unfortunately, last year during the audit, we were not able to utilize the MEMSIS information because they were really not reconciled to our general ledgers. So we are going to work on streamlining that and make sure that we have a system to collect the receivables from the affiliates. And our system already, Great Plains, our accounting system, Great Plains, have already a mechanism to track the account receivable, to provide billing on a monthly basis. All we need to do is utilize the system.
Mm-hmm.
We also, the processing of payroll, ensure that employees are paid timely, and I'm going to go over this a little bit more detail in the closed session, but we want to make sure that the handle and processing of payroll ensure that employees are paid accurately and advances are in accordance with company policies, and those advances are deducted accordingly and timely. And that is pretty much, unless you have other things to add to that list, but I will be talking a little bit more in detail on some of the items that I thought would be a closed session items. And that was
Richard to the stack.
My report.
Richard to the stack.
Hold on.
Can we identify with this is closed or open, please?
Yeah. First of all, we have to see how much time we have left. Where are we, George, on our time? George?
Sorry, I was muted, Margie. You have 3 more minutes.
Two more minutes, which clearly doesn't appear to be sufficient to me. Okay. So there are, I think all of these people have questions.
Hank, I'll move to extend 10 minutes.
Okay.
Second.
Is there any objection to extending 10 minutes? Okay. So Raul will tell us whether these questions are appropriate in a closed or open session. And I will allow people to ask questions. I will ask that you make your questions brief. I thought the previous round of questioners did a very good job with that. And that we ask Raul to respond to the questions as Bernard did, that is to collect questions and respond to them as we go. I'll recognize people who want to ask questions. I heard Richard
to the stack.
I heard you, Richard.
And Lydia?
Not a stack. All you're doing is asking questions.
Lydia?
Jeb Carol, Brown?
I heard Carolyn and Hank, right?
Did you hear Lydia?
I heard Lydia. I got you.
And Jim?
Jim and and Hank, were you on that list?
Yeah.
Oh. Anybody else? Okay, I have Richard.
Yeah, Lawrence.
Got you, Lawrence. Okay. So
I'm sorry. This is Kim. I kept saying me, and I thought you were ignoring me, but I was on mute.
Yeah.
So, Kim.
Got you on the list, Kim. And Adriana. Okay. Okay. I've got Richard, Lydia, Carolyn, Jim, Hank, Lawrence, Kim, and Adriana. Okay? Anybody? Did I miss anybody? Go ahead, Richard.
Thank you, Marty. This is a question about KPFT, Raul. The station at KPFT has been paying salary for some people in doing work at other stations, and those stations are supposed to be reimbursing KPFT. What have you done to make sure that happens, and what do you plan on doing? Thank you.
Okay. Next, Lydia. Lydia, it's time. Your turn to ask a question.
Okay, can you hear me now? Okay.
Yes.
Sorry. Okay, so two questions. One is that I know it was a former ED who started us with a company called Labyrinth for these state filings. I'm not sure if that's what you were referring to, but I'm hoping that you can look into that. I found it very odd that we were filing, you know, North Carolina and so forth, where when I went to Labyrinth's website, it said most of the states, it's like if you fundraise over $100,000, and that's unlikely in all of the states that we were filing. So perhaps those filings are not required. But anyway, my other question is, in terms of the MEMSAs not being reconciled, which I know it's the subscriptions coordinators and so forth, is there a possibility, or can you look into, if those aren't reconciled and we go by the bank reconciliations for the audit, do we then potentially lose our numbers in terms of the individual donors and members? So those are the two questions.
Okay, thank you. Carolyn.
Yes, thank you. Hello, Raul. We've had Carolyn Burden here from WBAI. We've had a lot of problems in the past, and you outlined some of them. But your discussions have all been about future actions you're going to take. What have you done specifically to address some of the problems at Pacifica, national and local, not just at WBAI, but at any of the other stations that we can look to as a sort of predictor of what you're going to do going forward? Thank you.
Jim.
My question is simple. I need clarification on what you mean by receivables.
Okay. Thank you. Hank.
I want to know, one, when can we expect a full comprehensive report with all the stations reconciled, everything done?
Okay. Lawrence.
Yes, thank you for being here, Raul. Two questions. The first question is, your experience with working with the audit firm, apparently was good for the previous audit. What's your educated opinion as to how we're going to do it in its next audit? If you could give us an educated opinion about that. Thank you.
Okay, and Kim.
First of all, I couldn't understand. I'd like a clarification. You said something about no one working on something, financials, and then extend the audit to June 3rd and not finished what? I just didn't understand those couple of sentences that were right next to each other.
Okay, and Adriana.
Yes. I will send, if it's all right with you, Raul, I will send my question in writing, and you can send the answer for the, obviously, for all of us. I think that will be better that way. Thank you.
Thank you, Adriana.
Okay. Raul, are you ready to tackle those questions?
Sure, sure.
Go right ahead.
Yeah. First, it was Richard. I understand what you're talking about. You were referring to one of your employees working to help out in some other station for other stations, specifically the East Coast stations. And that has been brought up before, even before, when the previous ED was here. There were talks, and I've never seen any evidence to this matter, that that she was supposed to be paid or for the work that's being done for the other station. But I do not, I haven't seen any agreement or written agreement to that effect. However, it is just appropriate that part of the cost of that employee should be allocated to the respective radio stations if the employee is working with the other other station, working for the other stations. So, and we need to address that. I don't know during the last 7 months that I was away if that was addressed, because I've heard this even before that. But I never really saw anything that would that addressed that issue. In, as a matter of fact, the previous ED was working directly with that employee, even though that they're working on the financial activities of the radio station. I wasn't really invited to participate in that process. We will address that shortly. And like I said, to reiterate, I agree that an allocation of costs should be made to the other station that's benefiting from that service. With respect to Lydia, Labyrinth is the, is, you're actually right, Labyrinth is the outside people that, that provides filing for all the states that we have to do business with. I haven't heard anything about the filing requirements for each state, but what I have heard from Labyrinth people is that anything, anytime that you go on the air or you go and solicit funds, whether on the air or in writing, whether you collected $100,000 or $1, you still need to file because you did business and you solicit from that state. So we need to clarify that, and we need to, and we have filed with other states. I believe the last one being 2012. I don't know. We did it for 2013 and 2014. And the Memphis system, yes, it is the concern of the auditors. The auditors wanted to do that. They wanted to use the Memphis system as a tracking device for pledges that have not been collected. And so, but we could not identify, because we could not identify those pledges that are that remain outstanding, because the quality of our posting, applying checks or credit card payments that came in were not accurately or timely applied to those pledges. So as an alternative procedure that the auditor used in the last audit, they utilized the actual cash receipts from the bank deposit and recorded as revenue for each of the stations. Now, the issue, the bigger issue that Lydia raised is that what happens to the people that didn't actually get, that didn't actually send in their pledges? Now, that's the bigger issue. Bigger issue is that we have people out there that send in their pledges, but since we do not track, or maybe, I'm not saying in general, the people are not sending their a statement of account to these people who have not turned in their pledges. We need to keep track of that. We need to utilize MEMSIS. We pay MEMSIS, and we need to utilize that. Moving forward, we need to establish that system and reconcile that with our general ledger so that the auditors will have reliance on recognizing those pledges receivable in our balance sheet. Okay? The next person was Carolyn. Carolyn, on the what I have done to address some of the deficiencies in the operation, the final. There's a lot of things that were that kind of does not satisfy the internal controls of the organization. We wanted to provide transparency to our financial activities. I have uncovered some of those. I have uncovered some of the deficiencies in our internal control system, and I have addressed that in my report to you in October, last October. Furthermore, I think we have the ability. We have some of the system in place. We have great plans. We have that can really help us to keep track of the account receivable from affiliates, from the subcarrier income, but we're not utilizing it now because for the past 2 years there was not really a clear oversight from a higher CFO, and prior to my arrival at Pacifica, there was no really clear understanding of the reporting responsibilities. So I was trying to establish that, but unfortunately I have some conflicts with and resistance from the previous ED. Jim, the receivables that I was referring to were the receivables from affiliates that we're not tracking right now. As recent as last October or November, they were still using this spreadsheet, and the spreadsheet were not really updated that much. So we have affiliates that are not sending in payment. And so because of the lack of the system to track this receivable, the last audit in 2012, it showed that we have like $80,000 of uncollected of receivables. But they, again, the auditors did not rely on that number because we cannot identify, we don't have any records, right, records to identify which affiliates owe money so that they can verify directly with them. That's an audit procedure that they need to do, is to keep track of receivable and to verify the balances of those receivable as valid by contacting the individual affiliate station and confirm that, yes, we actually haven't paid you. That's
Margie,
the,
you're out of
and the drawback.
Okay.
Then Kim asked about, I was referring to the financial statements, the current year financial statements. I'm not sure, from the national office perspective, I don't think that we are presenting any consolidated numbers because as recent as February 2014 in the in-person meeting, no financial statements were presented for the current year, 2014 fiscal year. So that's what I'm referring to by, I think the current staff at the national office are all working on the audit schedules, the reconciliation for 2013, that no one is actually assigned to close the monthly financial activities of each of the radio station and consolidate them in the national office for the current year. So right now we're on our 7 month, and we should be getting a year-to-date financials for 7 months.
I'm sorry. I just want to say, George just said we're out of time, but I think we should let Raul finish responding and then figure out what we're doing next.
Okay. And then on June 30 date, The auditors just informed me last week that the staff at National Office and the previous ED had requested the extension of the submission of the audit schedules for the 2013 fiscal year to June 30th. They have pushed it several times because of the legal issues and the conflict that we encountered the last 6 weeks. They keep on pushing the submission of these schedules so that the auditors can start their field work, their audit procedure. They haven't done that. They're waiting for the National Office to submit all of those schedules before they can even start the audit procedures, their field work. So they extended to June 30th. I need to go in there and look at what's going on because June 30th is still close to
excuse me, Raul. Somebody's making terrible noises. Please stop it. Mute yourself.
And that's what I meant with the June 30th date. I think that's about it. And Adriana, you can send me your question.
Okay. All right.
Did I miss anybody?
Thank you very much, Raul. I appreciate your responses. We are now out of time, and really we're supposed to be adjourning at this point. Somebody have a suggestion about what we should do?
Adjourn to closed session.
Madam Chair, point of order.
What is your point of order, Lawrence?
We have a time certain to 12 midnight Eastern time, 9 Pacific time.
Yes, I know. So we have a little bit of time left. I'm sorry, somebody's making terrible rattling noises. It hurts my brain. Yes, Brian.
I move we continue the open and closed session of this meeting to 2 weeks from today, June 5th, starting at 8:30 Eastern.
Okay. Is there any objection to that?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that properly.
Okay.
Adjourn 2 weeks.
Adjourn
this is Lydia.
For 2 weeks, yes. Yes, Lydia?
Yes. I think that the CFO mentioned that the auditors wanted to meet with us in executive session, and if that's the case, I would say that we need to, like, determine that quickly and see if they can only meet with us at 8:30 versus 11:30.
All right. Well, how about this? We have 2 weeks. Let's check with the auditors.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Brian said open, closed, and I'm saying we might have to reverse that, just to be clear.
Okay.
Thank you.
I don't think that's a problem.
Janet
okay.
K.
Go ahead, Janet.
Point of information.
Wait. I think someone made a motion that we did I misunderstand it? Someone make a motion that we adjourn to the closed
session
now?
Yeah, that was
that's
Brian.
That's what Serene said.
Okay.
No, that's not what Brian said. That's what Serene said.
Okay.
Oh, Janet Kay, I have a point of information.
Serene.
What is your question, Janet?
Yes, I'm trying to understand what Brian's motion was. Is he saying that the executive session scheduled for today would not happen today?
No. He's
my motion, may I speak to it, Marty?
Go ahead.
My motion just continues our meeting to 2 weeks from now. I would just point out we have a mandatory adjournment session for all sessions, open and closed. It's 20 minutes from now.
Right.
And we've never reestablished quorum in an executive session in less than 10 minutes. So for all intents and purposes, we're not going to have an executive session tonight of any substance. But my motion is just to continue them both to next week. I mean, to 2 weeks from now.
Benito, friendly amendment?
Point of information.
Okay, let's see, a friendly amendment? Okay, go ahead, Benito. What is your friendly amendment?
I mean, if Brian will accept it, it would seem to me we ought to stay with the, with this open meeting for the next 20 minutes and make the best of it.
And not have an executive session?
Yeah, for the reasons Brian stated.
Point of information?
Yes.
Agreed.
What is your question?
did I understood correctly, did I understand correctly that the Mr. Duncan and Mr. Salvador have information for us that can be only done in executive session?
That's what he said.
Did I mistake that?
Is that correct, Raul? Hold on. Let me just check with Raul. Is that
correct?
I
just wanted to do a detailed report on what in
some
closed session.
That have to be in closed session. Correct. Okay. All right. Yes, Adrian.
This is Lydia.
You're correct.
I move to go to adjourn to executive session for to
wait
hear
a minute. Okay, wait a minute. Stop. Brian's motion is on the floor, and Brian's motion would have us continue this meeting in 2 weeks. Is there any objection to that motion?
Madam Chair?
Which meeting?
The amendment.
This meeting. Hold on a second.
This is Serena. I have a clarifying question.
Go ahead.
I believe Lydia wanted us to specifically include language that would allow us to reverse the order if needed to satisfy the auditor's desire to meet with us in closed session. So I would ask that that be incorporated into the motion specifically and not just assume that people will
second.
Cooperate.
Okay. So is there any objection to adding to the motion to continue this meeting in 2 weeks if the auditors require it, we will be able to reverse the order of the meeting and hold an executive session before we hold a public session. Is there any
Janet
objection
Kay?
To that?
Janet Kay.
Yes, I object. Burton objects.
Okay, then we'll have to take a vote on it. Janet Kay, what was...
Yeah, it's mostly about noticing, so if a reversal would happen, it would have to be noticed in time.
No worries.
Mm-hmm.
We have 2 weeks. Okay.
Okay, I'm just pointing that out.
Okay. So I heard Carolyn Burton object.
Lydia.
So in that case, we will need to take a vote. Go ahead, Lydia.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm confused. Are we just voting on Brian's or the issue of staying in open session tonight or going to executive? Because
Brian's motion to continue this meeting in 2 weeks. With the proviso that if the auditors need us to, we will
be willing
to switch the sessions, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Are there any objections to that motion?
Objection. I'd like to separate the motion.
Okay. So you're asking for a vote is what you're asking for.
I'm asking for a vote to separate. The meeting in 2 weeks is fine. I don't approve of reversing the order. In other words, I'd like to continue the open session if necessary and then revert to the closed session.
Okay.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
What is your point of order, Hank?
We did have to vote on them separately. They are separate. One's an amendment to the first motion.
Yeah. Okay. I was trying to do it in one fell swoop, but I don't get to do that. Okay. So first we're going to vote on the amendment, which would switch the open session with the closed session if the auditors need us to do that. Somebody mute your phone. Hurry. Mute your phone right now. Stop it. I can hear your music. Stop it. Thank you. Okay. Can we come to a vote on this? All right.
Janice Lane Ewart. Brian Edward Steger. Brian?
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
Yes.
Janet Coburn?
Abstain.
Rodrigo Argueta?
Yes.
Lydia Berton?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
Abstain.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Adriana Casanez?
Abstain.
Hank Lamb?
I vote yes.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Richard Uzel? Can't hear you, Richard. Pound 1, Carolyn Burden?
Abstain.
Janet Coleman? Pound 1, Janet. Serene votes yes. Manager Saba?
Abstain. I will pass.
Is that you, Janice?
Yeah.
Jim Brown?
Yes.
I'm sorry, yes?
Yes.
Thank you.
Jim Brown, yes.
Thank you, Jim. Benito?
Yes.
Diaz, sorry, Benito Diaz. Tony Norman?
Yes.
Okay. Richard Ezell, didn't hear you. Janet Coleman, you passed?
Yeah, abstain.
One moment, please. I have 11-6. Adriana, what do you have?
Yeah.
That is 11 yes and 6 abstentions.
Thank you. All right. Yeah. Okay, so that amendment passed. Now, Brian's main motion is that we continue this meeting in 2 weeks.
You're fading, Margie.
I'm sorry? I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. Are there any objections to continuing this meeting in 2 weeks?
I'm sorry, I was knocked off the call. Could I ask the secretary to read the numbers of yes, no, and abstain again for the previous
yes,
motion?
11 yes, 6 abstentions. 11 yes, 6 abstentions.
Okay.
And no votes?
No votes. Okay.
All right, thank you.
Somebody's beeping. Please don't do it. Be careful. All right, now... are there any objections to meeting in 2 weeks?
For what purpose and what? Which meeting?
Carolyn, I didn't recognize you. You didn't ask to be recognized.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
Your information.
The motion is to adjourn this meeting tonight and to meet again in 2 weeks. That
this open session, is that correct?
This meeting.
That's,
we
that's
may
no
based on the last vote, we may switch the open session and closed session depending on the needs of the auditors. Okay.
Oh, did we vote on that?
Yes,
okay.
There were no
voted
votes
on that, Ms. Burton. I have you abstaining. You voted.
Excuse me, Madam Chair, would you control the secretary and ask her not to chastise people in that time?
No, she doesn't.
Hold on.
Thank you.
Madam Chair,
point of order.
Okay, you did vote, Carolyn, and you voted, you abstained. So now we are now going to vote. I hope we don't have to vote. I hope that everybody is happy with the idea that we will meet in 2 weeks. Are there any objections? Hearing none, we are now going to... my brain. Okay. Hearing no objections, we will meet in 2 weeks. I'm sorry.
Madam Chair, point of order.
Yes?
I thought we agreed to... I made a motion to adjourn to closed session. Brian made a motion to continue in 2 weeks. Someone asked a clarifying question about whether or not the IED and CFO had indicated they needed to convey some information in closed session. The answer was affirmative. We were dealing with Brian's motion, I thought, to come back to the issue of moving into executive session to hear what they needed to say.
No.
I don't know who's speaking, but you don't sound like Marty.
Okay. Let me just say that we voted, the vote that we just took allows us to meet in 2 weeks. There was no vote. No, there were no objections. We voted on an amendment, which allows us to meet in 2 weeks to switch the order of business if the auditors require it. That's where I think we're at. Does anybody disagree with me?
No.
Okay. So now... I think what we're ready to do is to either continue this meeting or adjourn to closed session. And I'm going to ask...
Brian.
Go ahead, Brian.
And Lydia.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I think it's futile to move into executive session with only 10 minutes left on the clock. I think we should just adjourn.
Okay. I apologize.
I'll move we adjourn.
I apologize, Raul. I know that you had issues that you wanted to raise with us. But we'll have to take them up at the next meeting. Okay?
Yeah, just, Madam Chair, just in response.
Yes.
That's fine. I think it can wait.
Okay.
But hopefully we'll have time in the next meeting.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much. All right.
Janet Kay, point of information.
I'm sorry. There was a motion to adjourn. I don't believe that a motion to adjourn. Hold on a second. I don't think a motion to adjourn is debatable and that we have to vote on it. Is that right? Am I right, you guys who do the Roberts Rules thing?
It's not debatable, but it does need a second.
Okay. Is there a second for the motion to adjourn? Okay.
What is your question, Janet? Yes. Okay. So this motion is to adjourn this meeting, and but what about the executive session? A decision to not have or to not have the executive session tonight. Is that going to be part of this? But this move to adjourn this meeting. This is an open session. Doesn't there have to be a separate motion to deal with what's going to happen with the executive session?
We've already continued the executive session to 2 weeks from now.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. At this point, it's my understanding that we are entertaining a motion to adjourn. Are there any objections to the motion to adjourn? Thank you all very much. I'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Good night, all.
Bye-bye.
Good night, everyone.